Everything you hear on this podcast episode is non-commercial, fair use, Creative Commons license. Welcome back to episode 200 of the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. I'm your host, Miguel. So it's great. Back on the air, episode 200, a little bit of a milestone. I get so much positive feedback from the listeners. It really encourages me to just continue working with the podcast. I don't know what's happening, but a lot of the real good shows that I used to listen to, I don't want to mention a lot of names and stuff like that or sling any mud, but you know, they drastically cut down on the episodes that they're putting out, or they just dropped out of the podcasting game altogether. So it's kind of rough. There's still some good shows that are on that I listen to, and I do mention them, you know, during my normal episodes. I'll just drop podcast names and things that I'm consuming. So very interesting, as I'm watching my Instagram feed, because that's basically the only social media I do. I have a Telegram, but you know, just a few members on this, not really active at all. It's not like Sam Tripoli's, you know, Telegram that's like buzzing. But it's cool. There's some nice people in there, some decent content. Be nice if you get in to contribute a little bit. But as I'm watching my Instagram feed, I'm actually able to see the battle between good and evil unfolding literally right in my IG feed. I notice young Christian rappers getting busy. I see Oprah and The Pebble, I mean The Rock, begging for money to help victims of Lahaina in Hawaii with that whole travesty, that whole who knows what happened there. I see the WF Fuhrer Klaus Schwab telling us to bend the knee to the unelected officials of the one world government or our overlords, who are Satanists, pedophiles, and they're the new royalty, even though they're unelected. And then we're, you know, kind of pushed towards worshiping BlackRock at the altar of BlackRock and Goldman Sachs, these big, huge financial institutions. We all know how rigged that is. But as you know, I don't like to go all totally dark. You know, you got to keep it balanced. So it's interesting. If you don't actually see the entrapment Jeopardy game that's taking place right now that you're involved in without knowing it, then you might need to listen to some type of Sesame Street breakdown of what's actually taking place in the world right now. So it might be easier for you to understand. And I don't mean it in a bad way. I'm just being serious. Like, a lot of people, it's hard, you know, hard to understand. I was born in literally in November of 1959, you know, but a lot of people that were born in the last 20 years, 30 years, they were brought up in a completely different world, you know, where there's such a strong indoctrination on them through the education system and everything like that. So, yeah, I do believe that a person should be able to snap themselves out of whatever illusion they're living in, or being misled or being tricked. You know, they're doing that three-card Monte game on you and you don't notice the middle card. But you should know that, like, but as you start growing up and you hit adulthood and you're working, you're 20 years old, 25 years old, you should know the game that's taking place right now. But a lot of people don't. They don't see it. So it would be like if you remember Sesame Street or The Electric Company, like these kids' shows that used to come on Saturday morning. Well, during the week, like, and they would be educational and they teach you conjunction, junction, and all that type of stuff like that. And it was kind of a cool time in that, you know, there's a lot of positive things that you can get off. I remember an old TV show because I grew up in a hard situation without a dad. So I used to watch the show Courtship of Eddie's Father. And like when Bill Bixby used to play his father and they'd be walking around a lake and Bill Bixby, you know, like the son, I forget the son's name, he would say, "Dad, how come people, you know, whatever, I mean, whatever." And then, you know, Bill Bixby or Eddie's father, it was the name, Courtship of Eddie's Father, he would say, well, son, you know, and he'd break it down and I'd listen and it's like he was talking to me in a way, you know. So that was kind of cool. You will never see something like that on TV right now these days in this crap that they have out here. But again, we're going to keep it positive. So, yeah, man, you know what? I actually hear something. Let me, hold on a second. Let me turn this up so you can hear this. I don't know what's going on here.
History is truly at a turning point. We do not yet know the full extent and the systemic and structural changes which will happen. However, we do know that global energy systems, food systems, and supply chains will be deeply affected. times of crisis, the role of governments is more important and more relevant than ever. What is also needed is a summit like this one to go beyond crisis management and to look into constructive ways we can build our common future.
Gib du jetzt deine Stimme ab! Wenn ja, dann tritt für mich ein, so wie ich für dich eingetreten bin!
So Klaus, I hear you, man. And you're bringing up some real important topics like systemic structural changes, global energy system, food system, supply chain will be deeply affected, role of government, common future. You talking some Orwellian shit, boy? I got my eye on you. Come over here and play games with us like that, Klaus. You people ain't even elected. You know, you decide amongst yourself how you wanna split up your pirate gains of this existence that we all share on this planet that God provided to us, but you insist on just taking everything and not even letting us get the crumbs, boy. So what you trying to say, Klaus? What is your whole point?
We are not pirate thugs. We are the World Economic Forum, WEF. And I am Klaus Schwab. You will eat the bugs. You will listen to me and the Economic Forum. Stop listening to people like this Miguel, Alpha Male Buddhist podcast guy. He doesn't know what he's talking about. You listen to him, you know, you're going to be getting bad information. Just eat the bugs. Do as we say. Boy.
Yo, Klaus, what the hell are you talking about? Seems like we got so many problems with distribution, logistics, energy, population, crime. Just a whole assortment of problems, but it's the environment, all of this, but it seems like you're the ones creating all the problems because everybody's doing good. Why you gotta try to be killing everybody all the time? Why can't we just chill a little bit? You like some kind of fake Marvel character with your big ass villain jacket on, looking like, I don't know, man, Mr. Potato Head / Rock'em Sock'em Robot character. Damn, man. Chill. Just take a deep breath, man, and take a walk in the park and do something, man. Just relax a little bit. Anyway, you know what, man? I'm making a choice to really actively look into your plans, your words, your actions, what you do. And as a result of me taking them steps, I realize what your ultimate goal is, man. So you must think us people are stupid, man. Guess what, man? We not. We onto you. We onto the World Economic Forum and all the fear you're trying to put into us. You know, just negative energy, spells that you try to cast on us, man, separate us all from one another. But it looks like everybody's realizing what's going on, man. I'm not even going into details with everything, but you know what I'm talking about, Klaus, right? You know the deal, what you're trying to get over with. You know, there's probably, count them all up and down, there's probably 1 or 2,000 of you guys, and there's like 7 billion of us. The math is in our favor. You Marvel comic villain, you. Chill, man, and take a deep breath.
You need to stop thinking for yourself like that. Don't you want that Louis Vuitton belt? Don't you want that Ferrari? Don't you want those Air Jordan XXYZ limited edition
with the real alligator skin, with the embroidered logo, crap, made in China for $20. You gotta fall in line, boy, because you're thinking for yourself, and that's not what we're looking for on this team here. You gotta get ready for that QR code, so when you go to get ready to get on a, well, maybe not a plane, but, you know, like a bus or like a little, you know, one of them little rickshaws, you know, with a dude like, you know, rickshaw, you look it up. That's what, forget planes, man. That's out of the question. These smart cities, you're going to love it, man. You're not going to, like I said, you're going to own nothing and be happy and eat the bugs, you know. Going to wipe out your history. We're going to break up the family. And your parents are going to be the government. And they're going to raise you and make all of your life choices for you. And they're going to do your thinking for you. Being that it's too hard for you to handle that. So you might as well give up your sovereignty to the government, man. And let them, you know, spoon feed you the cat food or whatever plans they got for you. You know, people think it's funny, but, oh, I forgot I'm Klaus Schwab, so let me get back into character. Yes, you will eat the bugs, and do not think for yourself, right? Look at that Rolex watch. I know they're going down right now in value, the Rolex watches, so maybe the watch, that Oyster, whatever thing that you were looking at, you know, you might get a chance, get a little credit card loan, and go into debt for that little Rolex watch. Right? So, just remember, don't listen to that Miguel guy, because he doesn't know what he's talking about, and it's too complicated for you to figure out for yourself, and this Miguel guy doesn't have it figured out either. So you're going to serve your master, who's the World Economic Forum, and do what they tell you to, boy, because you're starting to kick up dust here and make some trouble. You know, you got to move along and keep going so that, you know, we could execute our plans. You don't need to look in this direction. You know, doesn't my voice intimidate and scare you?
Gib du jetzt deine Stimme ab, wenn ja! Dann tritt für mich ein, so wie ich für dich eingetreten
bin. I be watching my surroundings. These little niggas wildin'. Most of all, they be talking and don't respect silence. And snort shit get violent. With sliding is a talent. Watch these niggas that be close be the ones you think valid. Hate you in they mind whole time. They be smiling. My dudes paid in full. Y'all be moving like Calvin's. You crack the back door, man, that's childish. Cause first it's what's the wave, then you askin' when they trial us. Watch their attentions when they dealing with that malice. I'm a king, ain't no peasants in my palace. The feds dressing niggas in them tans like a stylist. I'm praying for my niggas cause them numbers be the wildest. Really talk, I'm the voice for the south side of North. You went for life once you stumble off the porch. Niggas grimy, ain't showing no remorse. Everybody tough till you working for the force. I roll with an army, I'm a general. I ain't a fan, all that talking, keep it minimal. I don't care if it's one off, it's 10 of you. One thing for certain, man, we spinning you. Two shooters, one target, gonna get rid of you. Man, these niggas think them tents make you invisible. Niggas broke, niggas pitiful. Be the ones pocket watching, be the ones that's try tricking you. Niggas think they cool, not knowing that it's lit for you. Same niggas smiling, be the ones that got it in for you. Let me tell you about this money, how it's evil. Niggas jealous, think you stunting when they see you. Niggas wanna be you, but steady trying to G you. I don't be for nothing, but I'm clutching on this eagle. This money putting poison in that needle. This money had me open up a trap like it's legal. This money had me beefing with my man. All cause I thought the nigga stole 100 grams. What the fuck? I was riding with a tuck. 4 Zans in the lean, going through it, I was stuck. Missing days in the trap cause these trips. I got 10K for every morning I'd miss. Man, them necks come wrapped like it's a gift. My whitey look shook when I serve them out the lift. I smell like kerosene when I come in from a shift. 5.7 liter Hemi, watch it drift.
Welcome to the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. I'm your host, Miguel. I like to cover topics from ancient history, great leaders and generals from the past, and I also like to talk about self-realization, truth, critical thinking, and strategic spirituality. Outside the box, nonconformist. I'm here to shatter the myths of the mainstream media and the beta sheeple narrative. My email address is alphamalebuddhist@gmail.com. My website is alphamalebuddhist.podbean.com. My Instagram is alphamalebuddhist. And check out my YouTube channel, Alpha Male Buddhist, and that's on YouTube. It is the podcast accompanied with video clips that integrate exactly with the podcast, so it's motivational and inspirational. I also have promotional t-shirts. If you go to my website, alphamalebuddhist.podbean.com, you can see the promotional t-shirts there. Reach out to me. Also, if you have any show notes or any suggestions that you would like to hear on the podcast, just reach out and see if I can get that done. I've been getting some really great emails and feedback from my listeners, which is great. So I want to thank you for listening, and namaste.